152 pounds. That's the average amount of sugar the average American will consume in 1 year, according to the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services. That's 3 pounds a week. 200 years ago, that yearly number was only 2 pounds. You might think it's easy to avoid sugar in foods, but the public is generally not aware that sugar, and a whole lot of it, is hiding in plain sight. And that's what we will be discussing today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wellbeing Simplified, where we make it easy to learn how our everyday lives and habits impact our health and well-being. My name is Maggie, and I'm your host for this podcast. The majority of the public would associate sugar with sweet foods like candy, baked goods, and soda. But little it is known that sugars are also added and hidden in processed foods like salad dressings, canned soups, and potato chips. Even foods called quote-unquote healthy, like fruit juices and smoothies, contain high amounts of sugar. During this episode, we will see the exact problem with sugar and how it affects your health. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Before I begin, I want to define what a processed food exactly is. The National Health Service in the United Kingdom have defined a processed food as, quote, any food that has been altered in some way during preparation. Food processing can be as basic as freezing, canning, baking, and drying, end quote. To use my mother's words, processed food is fake food. As individuals, we rely on processed foods for the convenience of not having to cook a meal or for financial savings. However, there are consequences to consuming processed foods that many may not be aware of, one of which is the effects of sugar. The World Health Organization has declared sugar as the main culprit for current health problems such as heart disease and diabetes, and the United States is ranked number one for the greatest amount of sugar consumption compared to other world countries by World Atlas. But why is sugar added in our food in the first place? According to the Sugar Research Advisory Service, sugar is added to processed foods for two main purposes, longevity and taste. Sugar slows down the growth of bacteria, making something last longer on the shelf. Also, sugar makes food products taste better. And in a New Zealand documentary, Is Sugar the New Fat?, host Nigel Lotta reveals that sugar is also added to make products cheaper when it's counterbalanced with more expensive ingredients. So why is sugar consumption from processed foods such a big deal? According to an article by the American Institute for Cancer Research, 60% of daily calories come from processed foods, and 90% of the average American sugar intake come from processed foods. Here's to put it in a little better perspective if percentages aren't exactly your thing. The average American consumes 3,600 calories, according to Time magazine. Out of those 3,600, 2,160 calories come from processed foods. Now, out of those 2,160 calories, 1,944 calories come from sugar. The consumption of sugar can affect the human body in different ways, some of which may be quite surprising. For one thing, sugar may help provide a quick boost of energy, but it later leads us to crash, which is why you might feel like when you eat something sweet, like a chocolate or a piece of candy, you feel extremely energetic, and then 5 minutes later, you feel blech. Consuming large amounts of sugar can also create insulin resistance, which may lead to diabetes in the future. Heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, and sugar consumption can increase the risk of early heart disease, according to an article by the Harvard School of Medicine. Excessive amount of sugar consumption can also lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and other metabolic health problems, according to a nutrition professor at the University of California, San Francisco, Dr. Robert Lusting. Whenever sugar is consumed, the one that is not naturally occurring in fruits and vegetables, the body doesn't know how to process it or break it down. So, it's stored as fat or glycogen in the liver. Dr. Lusting stated, even skinny people who seem healthy can contain a fatty liver because of the sugar in the processed foods they consume. Sugar not only affects the body, but also the brain. According to Dr. David Sack for Psychology Today, high amounts of sugar consumption have been linked to a higher risk for depression in adults and ADHD in children, could further fuel anxiety, and can affect overall learning and memory. So, if sugar can cause all these things, why do we keep eating it? What makes sugar so addictive? It all occurs in the brain. Believe it or not, humans are wired by evolution to prefer sweet over bitter things, which might explain why there aren't that many fans of vegetables. Whenever sugar is consumed, dopamine is released, which makes us feel happy about what we're eating. When would you feel more happy? Eating a bowl of pasta or ice cream? No, wait, the sugar in the pasta and the sauce. How about this? When would you feel happier? Eating broccoli or ice cream? We want this good feeling to continue. So more sugar is consumed and it can create an addiction. Here's something even more amazing. According to Newhall Hospital, sugar has been found to be 8 times more addictive than opioid drugs like cocaine, where experiments were done using mice. So now, when you look at a nutrition label of anything you buy from a grocery store, just because it explicitly says no added sugars doesn't mean it's not necessarily there. Remember how decaffeinated coffee still contains caffeine, even though the name might suggest otherwise? There are 56 other forms of sugar hidden in the label. You don't need to remember all 56 names, but there are some things you can do to have a healthier lifestyle when it comes to your diet. First and foremost, try to have as much whole food as possible, meaning the food is in its natural state. If you aren't sure what I mean by that, ask yourself this when you're at the grocery store: Can I find apple pies in a garden? Can I grow that can of soup at home? If fresh foods are a little too difficult to access, frozen foods are your next best bet. You can also buy fresh food and can it, so that way it lasts longer. Second, you can research how to make healthier versions of your favorite foods. This way, you're learning how to make more things at home. Let me give you an example. One of my favorite desserts to make is banana ice cream, which I make with bananas and nut butter, which I also make at home. When you have to buy a packaged food, go with the one with the lowest amount of added sugars. There are also sugar substitutes available that you could try with your coffee or tea. Now, I can't tell you to completely stop eating sugar altogether. What I can do is provide all this information for you, and you can decide what to do with everything presented. I can also recommend for you to be more mindful of the nutrition labels in the packaged food at the grocery store. And hopefully, all this can help you make healthier life choices in the future, for yourself and for the people around you. And I have to say, that's pretty sweet. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Wellbeing Simplified. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at wellbeingsimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health and fitness tips, and some hilarious health and fitness entertainment. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. See you next time!